Chris Christie, Trump Hurting Himself and Hurting the Country by Challenging Election. By Robert Krajicek on December 21, 2020. President Donald Trump is hurting himself and hurting the country by continuing to challenge November's presidential election. Former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, told Breitbart News Sunday host Joel Polak on December 20. Polak asked, speaking of presidential decisions, "My political editor is prompting me to ask you about Trump's decision to keep the challenges going to the election. Some of the lawsuits and so forth, maybe even a strategy to challenge the Electoral College vote certification in Congress. Do you think that the president is hurting himself by keeping these challenges going, or should he continue the fight?" Christie stated, "I think he's hurting himself, and I think he is hurting the country by keeping it going. In fact, I'm a big supporter of the president. I was the first one of his 2016 opponents to endorse him. We've been friends for 20 years. I prepared him for his debates in 2016. Headed this transition in 2016, prepared him for his debates in 2020. Listen." Christie remarked, "There's no evidence that I've seen that there was fraud that occurred in this election that would change the result, nor have courts all across this country found any such evidence either. And we continue to hear from people like Sidney Powell that any day now we're going to hear about evidence that is going to blow this whole thing up, and we haven't gotten it. We're now nearly at Christmas. I know losing hurts," added Christie. "I've won elections. I've lost elections. And losing hurts, but we get into this game, and we realize that's the risk you run. You can lose, and if you do lose, your obligation is to stand up, accept the loss, and move on." The president's had full access to the legal system in this country, full access to any recounts he wanted to have. Christie remarked, "I just have not seen the evidence. The president is continuing to argue this because the president simply doesn't want to accept defeat. And knowing him for 20 years, that doesn't surprise me. But it doesn't mean there was fraud just because he doesn't want to accept any loss. It just means that he is unwilling to accept it." Christie continued, "As disappointed as so many of us are, he lost the election, and we need to move on. Win these Senate races in Georgia so that we can have an appropriate check on the Biden administration as they take over in January." Christie said Trump's campaign and legal team are unprepared for changes to election laws in various states pertaining to voting and ballot canvassing. "One of the problems was that we simply, as Republicans and the Trump campaign in particular, we're not ready," Christie stated. "We should have been doing much better in terms of our monitoring of the elections. We should have been affirmatively bringing lawsuits prior to the election to set rules and do all the rest." Christie concluded, "We didn't do that, and that's a huge mistake on the president's legal team's part and his campaign's part. They weren't ready, and my experience in this, in election law, is if you're not ready on election day with your challenges and what you're concerned about, trying to figure it out after the election is not going to work." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.